All right, let's go now quickly to Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Annie, I'm going to take us back to worldviewreport.com, my news headline. White House poised to leave 8,000 Americans as hostages. That's the word tonight. It's supposedly coming from somebody inside the administration that knows that there's an estimated 8,000 remaining in the country. An official with direct knowledge of the institution told Daily Caller. I don't know if it's from someone inside the White House. Yeah, it is. The number has been masked by the White House. I don't know where it's coming from, but some official supposedly says there is indeed 8,000 of them still on the ground. These are now hostages. I think we've got another report somewhere. Here we go. Representative Mike Garcia, thousands of Americans in Afghanistan is a hostage crisis. This will bring you to Breitbart and him saying this. Again, all of this is linked at my news website, the Conservative Worldview Alternative to the Drudge Report, worldviewreport.com. You'll see it's loaded up with all kinds of news, worldviewreport.com. What do you make of this tonight? What's the latest update? Because, folks, Annie was born in Iran, sold as a child bride at 13. She speaks three languages. She speaks and reads two of the languages coming out of Afghanistan, and she's been tracking this for us. What's the latest report tonight, Annie?
Well, I think it's sad to say this, but I'm glad finally somebody is calling it what it is, which is a hostage crisis and hostage situation. I don't believe for a second that 8,000 is correct. I don't personally, but I do know this.
You think that's too high or too low?
It's way too low. Way too low. Because remember, the priority has been to evacuate Afghans. In last 24 hours, Pentagon put out information saying 16,000 Afghans have been evacuated. 16,000. So right now, priority is getting Afghans out of the country. So anyhow, that's just hearsay. But I'm glad they're calling it what it is because it is a hostage situation. I sent you a lot of screenshots, and I know most likely they're all useless. Considering they're all in Farsi and Urdu language. By the way, I need to make a correction. I said I speak and read write Pashto. I do apologize. It's Urdu, not the Pashto. My bad. But I've been watching the Afghanistan International TV all day today. And here's the thing. Again, the level of our coward administration is to where, number one, all the begging and negotiation ended up with still Taliban saying no. August 31st is your deadline. After August 31st, if you try to evacuate any Americans, it will be considered a criminal act by Taliban's government. Can you believe that, Brennan? Criminal act? Why? First of all, aren't Taliban's government going to negotiate with the American government and they're all going to be friendly and allies? Then why is it that an American in Afghanistan coming or going should be a problem, number one, which nobody's calling the Biden administration out on. Number two, starting today, the spokesperson for Taliban has mentioned that starting today, any Afghan who tries to get to Karzai Airport and escape Afghanistan will face punishment. So American hostages have until 31st of August to be evacuated, but Afghans who worked with U.S. are trapped permanently. If they're caught trying to escape, they will be punished, which we all know what the punishment is. They're going to be killed. They have already released a list of names that they know who they are. I did send you a screenshot about this. They have already issued an execution order for...
How did you send me these, by the way? How did you send these? Email or text?
Email. They were all emailed to you.
Do I need to show these on the screen, Annie?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do I need to show these on the screen?
No, you don't. I mean, you could if you want to, but they're all in language that your audience most likely won't be able to see.
Right. Right.
And by the way, I do apologize. Seems like we do have a video issue on my end. I do apologize. I guess they're just trying to censor my video as well now. I tried.
Oh, okay. We have a graphic up for you instead? Okay.
Yes. I do apologize for that. I promise next time I'll fix that up.
That's all right.
But they couldn't get one of the names they were looking for, which is an Afghan man who's been helping us with translation. He's been translating for us. So they went ahead and issued an execution for his brother. Now they're going after family members of those who managed to get away.
Hmm. All right, so here's a screenshot. Logan, give me a thumbs up. Can they see that? All right, so here's one of the tweets out there. This is Twitter, and you're reading this and translating this kind of stuff, and you sent me a bunch of this. It means nothing to us, but this is what you're following. Can they see that, Logan? You're following that, right, Annie?
Yes, but one thing you can understand, at the bottom right side, if you look, there is a logo of the TV station, so Afghanistan International Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, I guess my point of having the screenshot, as you know, we're always called the hate mongers and fake news and all that. I'm like, here's your screenshot. Now find someone else who can read Farsi, because these are Farsi language. They can read it, have them prove me wrong on translation. But this is coming straight out of Afghanistan International News TV channel. This is what they are reporting. It's not something me and you are making up.
Right. What is this right here? I'm going to play. Logan, let me know. Are they seeing my screen? Give me a thumbs up or not. What? Okay. Let's play this and let them hear this. And you tell us what's going on, Annie, after I play it. Here we go.
Sure. Let me know.
Oh, wait. Oh, there. It's the translation is under it. It's the video. The Taliban say they will not allow Afghan nationals to leave August 31st. The translation is underneath it. Annie, you sent me this. Let me play it. Let me back it up and play it again. Here we go.
موږ امریکانو ته بیا پیغام ورکو چې خپل ټول اتباع په دغه وخت کې وباسي ځکه دوی سره امکانات شته الوتکې لري میدان هم ورسره ده باید دوی خپل ټول ځواکونه ټول هغه کسان یا قراردادیان چې بهرنیو پر اړه لري هغه وباسي نور د افغانانو ایستلو موږ اجازه نه ورکوو دې سره خوښ هم نه یو او له هغې نه یې خواته موږ دوی ته اجازه نه ورکوو په هیواد کې بیا به موږ جلا موقف نیسو انشاءالله استاذ په زور ورته وایي.
Wow. And we will take a serious position after August 31st. What does that mean, Annie?
Now, you want to hear something very interesting? The translation you see there is actually the sugar-coated translation. The exact words he's using, for example, where he said, we are against Afghans trying to leave the country. We won't let them. The words he's saying is they are breaking the law by trying to escape. You don't see that on the subtitle part. It just says, we're against it. No, in reality, the person is saying, if Afghans are trying to escape, they are breaking the law. On the second part where it says August 31st is the one-way agreement, he's saying that August 31st is the deadline for Americans to evacuate from Afghanistan. After that, it will be a crime if they attempt to evacuate Americans out of Afghanistan.
Wow. Okay, now.
And you don't see this anywhere on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. Nobody is talking about the fact that they said this. This was this morning, by the way, our time. Yesterday afternoon, 5 p.m. Afghanistan time on Monday.
Who has been pardoned, by the way?
Oh, this is so interesting. The former president and vice president's of Afghanistan, who fled the first day with suitcases of money.
Yes.
They have suddenly been pardoned by Taliban.
Okay, wait a minute. The president who fled with like $160 million or whatever it was, suitcase full of cash and money, and the vice president have been pardoned by the Taliban. So was there some kind of negotiation to step down, step aside? Was there some collusion or deal cut?
Of course there was. That's why it's interesting. The police officers, the chief of police, the intelligence officers, military members, they all got punished. But the president and vice president, suddenly, not only they've been pardoned, they are allowed to come back to Afghanistan from Abu Dhabi if they like to. No punishments, no crime, nothing. They're good to come back. The day he fled, I was on with you. It was last Thursday when I said, he just got up and left. When hours before he was guaranteeing to people of Afghanistan that we got this, nothing's going to happen to you. He just got up, left. A week later, he is pardoned. He can come back to the country if he liked you. Of course, he has lost power. He will not ever be in any position of power, but his life is spared. honestly, what else could it be?
Joe Biden will make a decision regarding the evacuation of Americans and U.S. allies deadline 8/31/21 within the next 24 hours.
Actually, that one already have a, I have an update on that for you. He has decided that they will do their best to evacuate by August 31st. And if not, then, well, too bad. I have a screenshot from the same Afghan channel for you that mentions that the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan already gave the very last warning to Americans to make their way to the airport. Otherwise, they are on their own.
Well, how can they make it to the airport, Annie? The Taliban's guarding all the roads, you told us.
I know. That's the whole point. They don't... Look, here's the bottom line, Brandon. I said this on another interview today. We are looking at Benghazi situation all over again, just bigger number of hostages who
it's
are going
Iran
to lose
them. Hostage crisis all over again, but bigger numbers.
Exactly. That's the thing. They are not going to get them out. They are already on their own.
William Burns, CIA director for Biden, met with Abdul Ghani, one of the founders of the Taliban, on Monday.
Yes, this was supposedly a secret. Okay, the American media reported it as a private meeting, but the Afghanistan media reported it as negotiation meeting. So apparently, director of CIA is now negotiating
with
terms.
With terrorists.
Not just that. As you said, he is one of the founding fathers of Taliban, and now, starting today, he is one of the most powerful men in Afghanistan because he was selected to be one of the 12 members of Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan government. So CIA has already started negotiating with them, with the head of them.
So let me ask you this in closing, because I still have Tom Littleton to get to and then Sidney Powell. You think there's more than 8,000 over there? We've heard 10,000 to 15,000 from one aide that came out of a Senate meeting the other night. Others have said they think the number is way lower. You think it's higher than 8,000, but we're now hearing from one news source tonight with a government official saying there's 8,000 there. Will the Taliban use them and ransom them, or will the Taliban, I mean, I've asked you before, but I'm going to ask you again because it's fluid. Will the Taliban use them, negotiate for something with them, hold them for ransom or some political favor or something, or will they execute them and put them on television, or will they pass them off to China? Will they pass them off to North Korea? Will they pass them off to Iran, or all the above?
To be honest, my best guess is at this point, Taliban needs absolutely no leverage. They are getting everything they're asking for. They don't need to use our people as hostages. They have billions of dollars in weaponry. That's all they need. They can fight us. They can fight anybody. As Dan Bongino said on his report, that one of the most advantages our military has is that we can fight at night because we have the highest technology of night vision. Now Taliban has that technology.
So what will they do with the hostages, you think?
I think most likely, majority of them, sadly, will be executed. And those that could have some information to help them will be divided between China and Iran, because those two countries still need leverages. Mm. They will sell them, basically.
Yeah, sell them to Iran and China. Annie, what is your website?
My website is liveuptofreedom.com. However, I want to make the most exciting announcement of the week. I am officially on frankspeech.com.
Yay.
Look me up. Both my radio program and TV program is going to start being published on Frank Speech.
Good job. Frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. That's excellent, excellent, excellent. Glad you're here. Liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. But you're also now on frankspeech.com.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Annie, keep us updated. We'll get you back probably nightly now as this unfolds. Sadly, we need to keep you on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it merits. You're the one we've been turning to for the updates because of your ability to read these foreign languages.
I appreciate that. And let me know when, and I'll be back.
Thank you, Annie. Annie Cyrus checking in tonight.